You are listening to Danny and Gallant.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On 710 ESPN Seattle.
Now, here are your hosts, Danny O'Neill and Paul Gallant.
Manager Jerry DePoto is going to join us in a matter of moments on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline. Michael Bump is sitting in for Danny O'Neill this morning. And we're in a tricky situation for both the Seattle Seahawks as we outlined that piece in The Athletic and right now in the Seattle Mariners. And this might be a question that we could continue during the 8:45 segment once Jerry joins us. But Bump, I'm going to ask you the question first that Maura Dooley patched down the line to me. Who's in the more difficult situation right now with more to clean up? Is it Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, or is it Jerry DePoto and the Seattle Mariners?
It's got to be Jerry, right? It has to be Jerry. You got a guy who's supposed to be a leader in the organization that's getting loose with his tongue and revealing things that you probably talk about, that he talks about, but you don't talk about in that setting. You talk about that with guys upstairs in a closed room where you trust people. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate, and it puts a black eye on the culture of the organization. So I would have to say it's Jerry, man.
It's really annoying, too, that it puts the black eye on the culture. If you're a general manager of this baseball team, you're Jerry. If you are the manager, Scott Servais, if you're one of the players, because you didn't say this. And honestly, yeah. How often are you going to have a conversation with Kevin Mather if you're a player or if you're a manager, right? I mean, this is the total separation of, I guess, business and baseball, and that they have to answer for those comments that are made. It's a bummer. I feel for them. And joining us right now on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline is the general manager of the Seattle Mariners, Jerry DePoto. Jerry, I feel for you. Between the pandemic last year, kicking things down the road as far as development, and now you got to speak for dumb comments not made by you. This has got to be a last couple of days that have been very tough, but we really appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate you having me, guys. It's part of the job. You know, we manage through crisis. It's what we do. And you know, I'm very proud of our group, especially our players, for the way they've handled this. It's been a tough week, and you know, they've been incredibly supportive of what we're trying to achieve as a team, and hopefully we are able to reconnect the trust that, you know, was breached with the commentary from Kevin this past weekend.
Jerry, we saw an article in the USA Today earlier this week, and the headline read, Jared Kelenic says the team is punishing him for refusing to sign the contract extension, another fire to extinguish. Have you spoken with Jared since that article?
I've not spoken with him since the article, but I did speak with him before the article, and I've spoken with Jared at every step of the way through his development. And, you know, while it's true that we did offer him a contract that he declined, that was, you know, just after the holidays in 2019, headed into 2020, early January 2020. And part of the reward of signing a major league contract is that you are put on the 40-man roster. But there was a very clear understanding that that would include a minor league assignment. And, you know, we have been very clear, and I've addressed it particularly with you, Paul, every step of the way, you know, every Thursday. You know, we will develop Jared fully before we put him in a big league uniform. And we don't feel like we've achieved that yet for a variety of reasons. And, you know, we are not manipulating his service time. We are doing our best to develop him fully. And, you know, we are truthful with our players, and we have been very transparent through the course of development with each of them. And we have been with Jared, and I'm confident that we're doing the right thing for both him and the Mariners. Although sometimes, you know, and he has this right, not all players are going to agree with what you're doing. And, you know, I'm sorry that he sees it through that lens, but that's not how we see it at all.
Jerry, how do you handle the Mather situation with the players? Do you reach out to your leaders? Do you gather the group together and say, look, this is who we are, this is who we want to be? What's your first step?
We already did that. You know, we met with our players and we walked them through, first apologized on behalf of the organization for what were very insulting and should be comments that make our players angry. And they did. And you know, we gave them the avenue to vent, to express themselves, urge them like we always have to be who they are and to express themselves in ways that they feel comfortable. And, you know, our players know who we are, and especially our baseball operation, the organization at large, the way they've been treated here with the Mariners. It is not reflective of the comments that were made on Sunday. But I can't get beyond, and I told them that that is our cross to bear, that we now are painted.
Did we lose Jerry? Seems we lost Jerry. So we're going to try to get Jerry DePoto back on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline. That is a bummer right there. But guess what? Technology, sometimes it does not do us any favors. But you heard from him, and he did talk with the players, which was acknowledged in that article right after the all this went down. And that's a tough conversation to have with players. And it's a conversation that comes because, again, of comments made by Kevin Mather. And we do have Jerry back with us on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline. And, Jerry, this was a bit of a tricky question, too. But, you know, Kevin Mather says these things, and I have been of the belief, and maybe this is a naive line of thinking, but I feel like there should be a line of demarcation between those who are in the baseball business side of things and the baseball operations side of things. And honestly, given the way that both you and Scott reacted to it on Tuesday morning, I feel like that demarcation line is probably a lot more clear. Do you guys have to often speak with those in the baseball business operations to let them know what your strategies are?
We speak with the, and first of all, there is a line of demarcation. I think anybody who is associated with the Mariners or really any other Major League Baseball club understands where that line lies. And, you know, on matters of budget, we do consult with the organization at large and with ownership. We do communicate to them, you know, what our plans are for how we will manage the budgets that have been afforded us, and that goes from scouting and player development to what we're doing with Major League payroll. But the decisions on a Major League roster have been and always will be left to baseball operations. You know, that is the autonomy that I was afforded when I was given this opportunity, and John has been supportive of that. Our ownership group has been supportive of that, and we've managed it that way. You know, frankly, you can look at our roster. You know, Kyle Lewis and Justin Dunn were added to the 40-man roster in September of 2019. We promoted them to the big leagues. We didn't send them back to the minor leagues because we thought it was best for their development to give them that opportunity. Now, we did sign Evan White to a long-term contract and before he appeared in a major league game. And then we told him, you're going to have to go out and earn that spot. But we're going to give you the opportunity to do it. And on the final day of summer camp in 2020, he walked into Scott's office and said, did I make the team? And he had a wonderful summer camp. He did. And you know, I think we have done what we can do to walk it like we talk it, and unfortunately we got painted as a villain over this past weekend, and that's something we have to overcome, and we can't duck it. You know, it is what it is. We are responsible for the comments that we make, and we can only resolve it by continuing to behave the way we've behaved with our players and finding a way to get a little better every day in how we do that.
Hey, Jerry, I want to ask you about probably my favorite player on the team, Kyle Lewis, had a great year last year. When you have that year and you come into spring training, he's already been a real confident guy. I mean, is his confidence level even higher? Is his swag different? What are you seeing out of the kids so far?
Well, I mean, his first round of BP was fabulous. And, you know, Kyle came in, he had a big smile on his face. He had a really good offseason. And, you know, obviously our position players all had the misfortune of reporting the day after all of this began. But, you know, I expressed to Kyle how pleased I was with the way he carried himself through the offseason. You know, when you win a major award, or in his case, major awards, because he roughly swept the Rookie of the Year awards across the league and anybody that was giving them out. But when you win a major award, you become a bit of a media star, and through an off season, you're constantly run through. It's a series of interviews and appearances, etc. And Kyle represented himself and the organization so well. And I told him how much that was appreciated. And I know that can be a tiring thing for a player. And he had a big smile on his face and was very, you know, he loved having gone through it. And I think he's, you know, even more appreciative that now we get to go out and play baseball and hopefully get through a 162-game season and see where we are.
Jerry, since I do trust the DePotosis, and I'm trademarking that, you can help me out with the T-shirt sales if you so choose. I am going to spare you my obligatory, hey, when's Jared Kelnick? What can he do to come up to next week? Instead, since you've had to clean up some of this mess, and I think you've done the best job you can, I feel like as a reward, and this is me, and I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, I think that you should have a say as far as who's perhaps the next president. Do you have any ideas?
I have no ideas, but I do trust John and our ownership group to pick the right person. And, you know, the one thing that I'm confident in is regardless of who that is, I'm certain that the baseball operations team is going to be given the autonomy to make baseball operations decisions. And, you know, that's just how this setup has worked. And, you know, we will always have to be accountable to operating within our budgets. That's part of doing business in any business. And there is a business side of baseball, but the decisions with the players and how we develop them, how we promote them and how we build lineups, that's always been a baseball ops decision, regardless of who the next president is. But I'm confident that we'll pick the right person and hopefully we've already reached our bottom and we can just bounce higher when we recover from this. And we ultimately will.
Jerry, we really appreciate you joining us. We know it's been a tough week, and again, this is a lot of stuff that you're dealing with that is not your fault, but best of luck the rest of the week, and we're looking forward to actually seeing the Mariners and this young team in action.
I can't wait, guys, just to get through it and watch them play ball. that's been the goal throughout.
Jerry DePoto, everybody, on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline. He joins us every single Thursday at 8:30 right here on Danny and Gallant.